Blog Talk Radio.
We back for
another dope show. We got my special guest on the line, Bobby BMG McGee from Jackson, Tennessee in the house. What's up, my brother? Yo, yo, you there? Oh, you there?
What's up, man? You hear me?
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, so let us everybody know who you are and everything. So introduce everybody to who you are and everything.
I was on there before. I'm an artist. I'm an engineer. I'm a graphic designer. I shoot and edit videos. I basically just did all the things for myself. So, like, over the years, I've kind of gotten better at all of it and kind of started offering it as a service. Besides that, I'm an artist. I go by BMG at Southside Syndicate. We're part of a group coming up. So after so long, the other members just kind of fell off. And there was one other member left. It was kind of a duo for a few years. And then he kind of went his, we went our separate ways as far as music goes. And I'm pretty much by myself now. So I'm forming a collective. So I'm still going by. I'm still rocking with the Southside Syndicate name because it's just, you know, it's what I started with. So, yeah, you can find me on all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, everywhere. Like I said, BMG of Southside Syndicate, anything like SoundCloud or Instagram or Facebook, my Facebook music page, everything is BMG731. But yeah. Appreciate it.
So what made you, what song really made you want to get into hip-hop? Was the first song you heard that really, when you first heard it, you said, yeah, this is what I wanted to do?
I couldn't really pinpoint a particular song necessarily, but like all the old 3-6 stuff, my sister used to listen to something, and I still to this day, I thought about it when I was with her to ask her who it was she was listening to, but it was something she called the Dirty Tape or something like that. And it was probably like 2 Live Crew or something, you know what I'm saying? But, like, but I remember hearing that just knowing I wasn't supposed to be hearing that shit. And, you know what I mean? It kind of got me interested in words, you know, more. And I've always liked words. I've always been good at English. And, you know, I don't know. It's just I like wordplay and the art form of it, really, you know, more than anything. For me, it's not about being a rapper. It's about the art of it, you know.
So, say if you wanted to collaborate with an artist today, alive or dead, who would you want to collaborate with?
Well, you know, I grew up on rock and like metal, and like Nirvana was a big band for me, and you know? Of course, I wasn't old enough whenever he passed away to know who they were then, but like after, you know, I discovered them as I got older. And I mean, that would have been a bit of crazy, because I think nowadays he'd be more moldable, you know. I don't think he'd be just into the grunge thing, you know. It's kind of a rock rap genre sort of, you know, that's going on. It's kind of getting a lot of attention now, so I could see him being sampled. I'm surprised he's not sampled more. It's probably just really hard to get them cleared, but yeah, I can totally see that being a cool collab, you know, because like I said, my roots are in rock and I play guitar and I do a lot of stuff, but yeah, so I could totally see that. As far as like a hip hop artist though, I mean, I could totally see me vibing out a song with Ritz or Kasky. Just two people that I followed pretty much since the beginning of the time when I started doing music, you know, seriously. And yeah, Kasky, he's from Florida. He was signed with Cash Money for a while. Ritz, he was signed with Take Nine for a while. I don't know if you're familiar with either one of those, but yeah, that'd be one of them too, as far as hip hop goes, would be a cool experience.
Okay, so we about evolving the art form. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? You talk about people that you people don't really hear about, you know what I'm saying? But they are making the music and keeping the art form alive. That's the stuff. So where do you think the art form, I mean, where do you think the music industry as a whole going, and where do you see it in the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, if you'd asked me that question like a couple of years ago, I'd probably tell you it's getting less and less valuable, you know, as far as, like, the content that, like, each, like it's almost like everybody's a flash in the pan, kind of, you know, it's like not so much a one-hit wonder anymore, but it's like you only get your little 15 minutes, and then you got to back up for a minute because somebody else is getting in the spotlight, and then, you know, you might get it again, but, you know, for the most part, you get, like, one chance, and that's it, and if you don't grab people's attention, then you're pretty much just, pretty much wasting the rest of your time unless you come up with another plan trying to get their attention again, you know. If you'd asked me a year or two ago, man, I would have said it's definitely going downhill. But, like, here lately, I feel like more people are, like, relating to the lyrics more, and, like, they care more about the feeling of music, and, like, it's not so much, you know, it's not so much about just, like, oh, I'm a rapper, you know, anymore. There's still people like that, of course, and they'll probably always be that. But I really think the art form is coming back in a way. I've noticed a lot of young artists that my girlfriend and son put me on to here lately, like Ski Mask the Slunk God. Like, he likes to joke around and play around, and his vocals are silly sometimes, but it's entertaining. And then it's like, I've just come to accept more of, like, the entertainment part of it. You know, sometimes it ain't all about being serious all the time, you know, and trying to be in everybody's face all the time. Like, dude is a character, bro. Like, he's funny to listen to. So, like, you know, I've tried to expand my horizons on that tip, you know. So I definitely think that we're getting back to something real, you know.
Well, hip hop was fun in the beginning. It was all about fun anyway, and it's all sports anyway. And it's nothing but wordplay, like you said. You know what I'm saying? You said it. You know what I'm saying? It's all about wordplay. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? It's wordplay. We just come up with different versions of rap. Different styles and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's all it is. It's just wordplay, like you said. And hip-hop, like, it's supposed to evolve. As long as you have something to say, that's all it is. It don't have to be serious, like you said, all the time. It's about fun. And about having fun, man. And don't take it all so serious and personal, man. That's what it is. That's what we're going to do. That's what hip-hop is about, man. We got to remember that. Because all it is a bunch of words, man.
That's all. That's every day. I write every day, whether I record something or not. I write every day. So
that's words, right? Okay. That's what I'm saying. All it is the wordplay. All it is wordplay. That's what I'm saying. But at the end of the day, we're going to play your song that you sent me. I'm going to play up with a featuring Cardi B that you sent me. We're going to play your song
a remix,
real quick.
It's a remix of Cardi B's. It's just a remix of Cardi B's Up. I seen the little motion graphic video on YouTube, and she was, like, swinging on a rooftop, and I was like, man, that'd be really funny if I just put the, like a tire swing, because I'm from Tennessee, you know. So I was like, you know, I live in the country, but I'm not, like, country, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a way to kind of touch with my people a little bit with the imagery. So, like, I had that idea first, and then I went and downloaded the beat, and I come up with a remix. And the way I do remixes now, like, to try to, like, just rework the way they did their flow and stuff and make it my own. So, like, that's pretty much what this is.
We could play that, or we could play Depressed. What's the one you wanted to play?
You can play the one, man. The Up remix, I'm sure people will recognize a little more. So
okay. We're going to play your song Up, featuring Cardi B, BMG, McGee, from Jackson, Tennessee. Can we play that song Up by BMG, McGee?
It's BMG, it's SS.
Once upon a time, all I heard was you can fuck with me. I'm everywhere you turn, now I guess you gon' be stuck with me. I feel right first time, nail it on the first try. Cook up like a stir fry, get laid on the first night. White boy from the hood and wood, now this ain't my first ride. Do this in my sleep, bring your best, can't be my worst try. Big boy, dizzy by the big boy, calling like the beast boy. I don't want your beast boy, keep it. Plenty hoes out here trying to get the bro. I'm just trying to get the dough, always on the get the dough. Shit, if it bumps, then it bumps. Will it bump, then it bump. If it bumps, then it bumps. way I'm peeling out, I'm geek. Like I ate his nerd heat, I'ma spray bars heat. Get the hating on me sweet, like a baby birthday. He gon' get him hurt weak, he gon' get him hurt me. I'ma get him later streets, they gon' get him first. So right, first tight, nail it on the first try. Cook up like a stir fry, get laid on the first night. White boy from the hood and woods, now this ain't my first ride. Do this in my sleep, bring your best, can't be my worst try. Big boy, kissing by the big boy, calling like the beach boy. Kinda want your peace, boy, shit. Out here trying to get the pole, I'm just trying to get the dough. Always on the get and go, shit. If it bumps, then it bumps. Will it bumps, then it bumps. If it bumps, then it bumps. Will it bumps, then it bumps. If it bumps, then it bumps. If it bumps, then it bumps. If it bumps, then it bumps. Will it bumps, then it bumps. Hey.
Yeah, we back. Yeah. So we back with my brother, Bobby BMG McGee from Jackson, Tennessee. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
Huh? Yeah, you digging that remix?
That wasn't the one that we... Oh, yeah.
Let's yeah, see. No, I was just saying, what you think about it? What?
Yeah, it was jabbing. Yeah, it was a jab. Yeah, that was the vibe. Yeah, that was kicking.
Yeah, I tried to just vibe it out like shit, basically, you know. And make my own.
So where you got that concept from?
Man, I just let the beat speak to me, man. I just, I tried to kind of go with her same scheme, you know. That's how I do my remixes. It's just a way to kind of showcase, like, hey, man, like, I know you like these people, but, like, I can do that too, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of thing. Like, So it's just like a display of my art, right? Just basically. I'm going to make music of all kinds, man. I make sad music. I make hype music. I make, you know, like real stuff, like just about everyday life. I make like cocky music, you know what I mean? I'm kind of all over the place, but in a way, like that's what I grew up on. So like most time, if I heard an album from an artist, it included something that was kind of covering a little bit of everything, you know, a couple tracks for the girls and a couple, you know, that's kind of how I structured my stuff.
Yeah, that was a jam. Yeah. Let's see, let's take some callers. Let's take the first caller. See what they got to say.
Seven, three, four, 715. Seven, three, four, 715. Six four six four two one.
Yeah, what's up? This is Sean Felder, S6 Energy Drinks. How you guys doing today?
Hey, what's up, Sean? My boy,
okay.
Bobby, BMG McGee from Jackson, Tennessee on the line. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? I'm on the Greyhound bus headed down to Biloxi for the Black Spring Break event. And shout out to your guests and good luck with his brand. So I'm going down to the Black Spring Break Festival. It's going to be a lot going on. I should be wrapping up Biloxi tomorrow. You'll see me posting pictures. There's going to be some pool parties, a lot of stuff going on with the HBCU students on Biloxi. You'll see them posted next week on my Instagram. So shout out to the Black Spring Break event at Biloxi, Mississippi.
That's the best, bro.
Yeah.
All this and all this shout out. Shout out to DJ K Capri. He was on Drink Champs. Check out the legendary DJ K Capri. He talk about the art of DJing. He talk about the verses he did with KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane. And he had a little situation with Funkmaster Flex. Check it out on Drink Champs with the legendary DJ K Capri. So I'm going to end it real quick. I'm on the bus, so I'll catch you guys next week. Holla.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, man, and keeping us up. I'm Jade on hip hop, and that's my brother from New York City. that keep us updated on what's going on in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, so have a good time, man. Keith Capri. BDB, what's up? What's up with that? We go back that far. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
267-915-415-685. KOMF live screen.
Could we play Tabaris Rochester song, Let It Out? Oh.
I was stripped of my identity when you touched me inappropriately. You violated my privacy and took complete advantage of me over and over and constantly. I would always beg and plead. You took your hand and covered my mouth and said, you kill me if I dare to scream. I'm up against the fight of my life. I'm so afraid to sleep at night. You won't get away. It's time for me to let it out. I refuse to run and hide. I must let it out. I refuse to run.
Assassin with a swagger, stepping to my face, you get stabbed like a dagger. Word. No more pain,
Yeah, we're back with my special guest, Bobby BMG McGee. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
Yeah, so tell me what's going on with your music and where you see your music going. And you have any upcoming shows or anything like that coming up?
Yeah, actually, so I just recently moved toward Memphis. In a small town outside of Memphis, to link with Skinny Pimp, you know, Kingpin Skinny Pimp. He's from, I think he's originally from Atlanta. I'm not positive on that, but he's known from Memphis, and he used to be with 3-6, did a lot of music with them, and he's like the most sampled artist right now. Like people in Russia are sampling him and making like funk beats to a whole new genre of music. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, so I played for him, and I'm his new engineer. So. I've been doing that, and we put a few other people in Memphis, and pretty much run a studio for Skinny Pimp. And so behind the scenes, you know, besides my music, I work on. I also I'm gonna be engineering for him and a few others, and you know, just trying to do my part in this scene in Memphis. You know, help push everybody, give everybody better quality. You know, people that ain't, you know, got a big budget, because I work with people. I love music, bro. It's just, I don't do it for free, but you know, I'm bus head, so I'm trying to get my business picking up, you know, a little bit, so.
Yeah, keeping the art form alive, that's what we're trying to do, try to promote music, you know, promoting it and teaching the young people about quality of music, man. And like you said, just keeping it alive and just doing your part.
I'm also, I guess I'm pretty much the newest member of this collective called The Clinic. It's Pro Boy 6. It's 6ROKE6OI, the word 6. If you just Google 6RO, his name will pop up. but yeah, I've linked with him, and that's pretty much, I moved out here, and we're roommates now, so like we're building the studio together on our own, too, but on the side. I'm also working with Skinny, so. You know, he's got the big boy studio, so, you know, he's charging like $65 an hour, but anybody that makes his area that ain't on no drama or no craziness, that just really wants to do some music, you know, probably Skinny Pimp on the Instagram, Skinny Pimp 999 is his tag. Hit him up on Instagram or hit me up on Facebook. He said my name several times, Bobby BMG McGee. That's my favorite. My Facebook page, my personal page, but I also use it as my artist page. So, yeah, let's get with us. I promise the sound is A1. Like, I've never been in a studio sound this good, because I've never been in a professional studio, so, I mean, it definitely is worth the $65.
Yeah. Well, you got to pay to play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So you don't never be afraid to advertise your stuff. And like I said, you gotta pay to play. You know what I'm saying? So don't be ashamed. I'm saying to promote your stuff and do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So we all know you gotta pay to play. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? $65 is not bad at all.
No, you can get a lot done in an hour, especially if you ain't even got to do anything but pretty much one take it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hell, what the hell? If I didn't have my own shit, I'd pay $65 an hour.
Yeah, just have your money and come on in and drop.
That's basically what I want. Yeah. That ain't bad at all. They don't want to pay to play, but you want to be in hip-hop, though, but you don't want to pay. Yeah. We're going to play your song. We're going to play another song here. We're going to play Depressed. Can we play the I sent you a song, another song of his called Depressed, featuring Legacy.
This is featuring a fellow artist from Tennessee. He just recently relocated to Colorado. Shout out to Legacy. He blessed me with this little feature. Got a video coming soon. I'm just waiting on him to get settled in. So, yeah.
We play BMG McGee's song, Depressed.
Yeah, talk to him for a second because I got to load it.
Oh, okay, he's got to load it. Okay, yeah. So how did you...
Like I said, there's a video coming.
So how did y'all come together and make that song?
We actually did the song, I think it was about 8 or 9 years ago. We dropped it on SoundCloud. It was back in the day, you know. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. So I linked with him forever ago. And we just kind of, like, watched each other from a distance after that and didn't really do anything else together. And then we both kind of, like, do all that. He does everything himself, too. He does graphics and videos. And that dude is a lot better than I am. I'm pretty sure he either went to school for it or he studied a lot more than I did. So, but yeah, shout out to Legacy, man. Like I said, he just recently relocated to Colorado, so shout out to him. He's a dope guy.
That's what I'm talking about, networking. That's what I'm saying. You know, it rides out. You know what I'm saying? You never know. We got hidden gems all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So branch out, network. You know what I'm saying? You just talk to somebody. You gave somebody some information. You know what I'm saying? Outside your circle. You know, there was hidden talent is out there. Network. Man, don't afraid to get out there. Network.
I do get it too. Sometimes you get tired of seeing all these links, and I've been one to pass up links that I've seen from people or get inboxed because it'd be something from somebody, like a link to their song, and I don't click it. And, you know, sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, I hate that when people do that to me, but, you know, it's just the music market is so flooded right now, man. It's like, what they say, 60,000 songs a day that drop on Spotify.
And I'd like to thank you for supporting my show. Because I networked with you, I didn't know who you was. You didn't know who I was. But you got some dope-ass music. You're a savvy, so that's what's up with hip-hop. That's what I love about with hip-hop. I love to promote hip-hop. So I said, I ain't got no issues. I ain't got no... You know what I'm saying? All that old shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's about making music, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what's
happening. Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you for supporting my show. Yeah, this is the second time we've been there. That's even better. You know what I'm saying? Because I got you to come back and support and do another interview on my show. You know what I'm saying? I even forgot that you did one already. But, you know, I ain't nothing. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Because what? You down with hip-hop, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's there. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's all about making something out of nothing for me, man. That's pretty much what my brand is. And I use the bare minimums, man, with everything that I do, really. Like, it's not like a wide-known fact, really. But, like, I mean, most of the fact is
I get ready to come up, too. Like, my TV show, going to have you on there. We're going to do some Zoom shit, too. My TV show, get ready to come back on. You know what I'm saying? So look out for that. We're going to have you back on again on the TV show.
Cool,
yeah,
man,
we're going to have you live. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's coming out.
Yeah.
Let's look out for that. We're going to keep in touch with shit. For real.
I'm depressed, I'm depressed. Sometimes I hate waking up. Other times I'm high in life. Still can't help but feel I'm stuck when I'm depressed. Feel my feelings run amok. Even when it's going good, it's about what's not in my cup. Cause I'm depressed. Seems like I'm never enough. Even though I know it's real. We've been taught that it's a crush to be depressed. Yeah, I know it can't be rough. Hard to keep positive thoughts. I'm reminded that it's I'ma keep it my best. Since I come to addictions, mine is a wreck. I'm addicted to sex. Maybe just cause I'm free. This shit is a mess. Got my life to protect, but I'm in a position. Work for success, and I'm selling for less. I guess I'm just conditioned to be patient. Take control of myself. Try to look at it different. They say heaven's a earth, but we're living in hell. Me, I can't tell the difference. Like I'm fishing. I was catching a line, now I'm never catching a vision. You're a vision. Feel like I am a ghost. Cry for help, and nobody listening. Not a victim. Well, they say I'm to blame for all of my stupid decisions.
swear to my bottle is full. Your issues got nowhere to fit them. Could be more specific, but I just got too many problems to list them. Can try all you want, but some of them nothing you can do to fix. When I'm depressed, I'm depressed. Sometimes I hate waking up. Other times I'm high on life. Still can't help but feel I'm stuck. When I'm depressed, feel my feelings run amok. Even when it's going good, it's about what's not in my cup. Cause I'm depressed, it's like I'm never enough. Even though I know it's real, we've been taught that it's a crush to be depressed. Yeah, I know it can be rough. Hard to keep positive thoughts. Stop reminders that it sucks when you're depressed.
Man in the mirror, appearance is not appearance. Destined for damnation, depression, I need a cure within. Sedative accelerant, settle it, take me out my element. I don't wanna feel relevant, let me dwell in fit. Rage within, take your razors, let it graze the skin. Let it pay for sins, like the blood that Jesus bathed us in. Abuse of spirit, abuse of spirits, this boo soothes. Brought souvenirs from losing years of confused use. Depression daily, depression lately, distressing greatly. Aggravate me, the problems been aggregating. All these rain clouds overhead, saturated, flat and gray. Sabbath day, the past to pray, to try and take the sad away.
I'm depressed, I'm depressed. Sometimes I hate waking up. Other times I'm high on life. Still can't help but feel I'm stuck. When I'm depressed, feel my feelings run amok. Even when it's going good, it's about what's not in my cup. Cause I'm depressed, it's like I'm never enough. Even though I know it's real, we've been taught that it's a crush to be depressed.
Yeah, I know it can't be rough. Hard to keep positive thoughts. Stop reminders that it sucks when you're depressed. Oh, boy. And then we back with my boy Bobby CMG McGee from Jackson, Tennessee. Yeah, do we got any callers?
Yo,
what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, this is Sinister calling from the San Francisco Bay Area, man. Tuning in. I heard the brothers' brother song, man. It's nice. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Just calling, checking in, man. You guys can also check me out on Google. Just Google Sinister Music. I work with the host on Meth. We got a lot of things going. We got a mixtape coming pretty soon. So you guys look out for On Meth Posse and Sinister Music.
So tell me what's going on with you. So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us, give us a little background on you and how you got the music and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I started off in the music, man, when I was a youth, about 12, 13. My dad played played in a live band. He played R&B and the blues, rhythm and blues. So when he was gone, I picked up a lot of instruments and just got to playing and whatnot. And, you know, later on in life, I started writing and producing, and now I'm working with several artists and trying to make my way to the industry and give my little give myself a chance to let the world know how my type of music is. Here it is. Yep, and I'm gonna get off this thing, man, and let the host And get on with the rest of the show and keep it hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, my brother. So keep on running. Talk to you soon.
Okay, peace.
Peace. That's my boy, Pete Sinister. He's the producer behind Omar Posse's music. He got a magazine called Straight Up Magazine. Anybody that wants to be on in this magazine, you can hit them up on Straight Up Magazine 1 at gmail.com and hit up Pete Sinister, and he'll hook you up with an article in the magazine. He got a magazine. He also got his own production company, and he also got his own record label called Pete Sinister Music Group. To get with him. He's a dope rapper. He produces beats. He sells beats, too. He produces beats, too. We'll get with him. He's in the music group. He's in the Creative Magazine, one on gmail.com. Hit him up. Yeah. We check. Do we got another caller?
215-781.
First off, let me introduce me. See, I go by Ender, a recovering drug addict and alcoholic, still bumping swollen members. By the age of 18, well, most I don't remember, because I was in and out of rehab and dope centers. I wrote till my fingers cramped, and I broke my only thinking cap. In the nighttime, trying to find the right lines that when I write rhymes, they would redefine what you think is rap. Check with my syllables, hell of original. But anything honest was kept to a minimal, because how could the world relate if they ever really got inside the head of a criminal? Then I took a step back, and I stopped trying so hard. There's a sense of freedom in letting people know what's inside of your heart. I probably won't top the charts, and I'll have to work twice as hard in a world that I basically believe in anything except for in God. Women and guns, money and drugs. If I don't rap about it, ain't no cash without it. I could rap better than anyone on the planet, but if I don't sell sex, I won't have a gold plaque without it. That's the truth. If not, then I'll be a liar. But I refuse to stand on any stage while my world catches fire. Because I see military vets on like every corner, just sleeping there. A politician pulls up in a new Benz and doesn't even see him there. The PTSD is now at a point where he can't even bear, but he finds a way to smile when a child in the back seat sees him and stares. He thinks way back to his past, mom and dad on the front of that porch waving goodbye. Red and white stripes on a fresh clean t-shirt holding the flag, blue stars in his eyes. Full of American pride, but after he barely survived, had to watch all his friends die, he sat on that corner thinking, my president lied. On the other side there's a man driving around in a brand new ride. He's got everything you could ever have, at least from the outside. But he just got back from a rough day in court between him and his wife over the custody of his daughter with cancer. And he lost that fight. Because the judge never glanced at the facts of her past, he turned around and made a little poor decision. Mom is using daughter's treatment money to support her own addiction. And the courts didn't listen. So he made one more decision, kidnap his own daughter to give her a better chance at living. So what's the meaning of love? Pretty much nowadays, non-existent. In a world that bases that love on the color of your face or pigment. And we were taught in school that Abe Lincoln, he freed the slaves. Modern day version of Moses, way back in the Jesus days. But now it seems those demons raised back up from being silent. Because to be a slave, you don't need the chains. You only need to be blinded. You can look for truth. You might find it. But it's hard to prove. The news will deny it. So we're taught to watch what the TV shows, but never question what's behind it. Rest in peace, Oscar Grant. And RIP Michael Brown. See, if I feel threatened by a man with a badge, can I put him in the ground? If I was in a fight for my life with a cop that beat me all he liked, and I killed him, is that murder or is that simply defending my rights? And yeah, I'm white, but would your answer be different if I was black? You can press skip and deny the facts, but I can't hide what's behind the stats. And now it's North Korea. In 6 months, it'll be something else. I'm not trying to preach, I'm just trying to reach you while I'm teaching myself. My name is Ender One. It's nice to meet you.
Right on, my brother.
Hell of an answer, bro.
That's what I'll talk about. Acapella. Flow. What? Who got flow like that?
Got that battle rap feel.
Huh. That's how it started. Acapella. Without the beat. Or the street corner. You understand me? What's it rise? Battle it. Get this. That's how it started. Wasn't no beat yet. Okay. They got it twisted. They got it twisted. Started on the corner. Not on the stage.
Yeah, now it's all about to be.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to tell you, they don't know what hip hop is. They don't know what time it is. We got a, do we got another caller? Oh, we, real quick.
313-937. Okay, well, I'm if I got a screen.
All right. Yeah, so give us your shots out and everything and where we can find you and everything before you go. Bobby, you still there?
Yeah, I mean, my bad. yeah, like I said, my artist name is BMG of Southside Syndicate. SOUTHSIDE, one word. You can look me up on TikTok, SoundCloud, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. It's all BMG731. My YouTube as well is BMG731. So subscribe. I only got like 335 subscribers or something like that, so I can use the support. Like I said, I make all kinds of hip hop. I make hype music. I cover all of it, man, because I grew up on all of it, so I have to kind of spread my wings, man. So I offer services. I do graphic work. I do video editing. I do mixing and mastering. Like, and that's for anything, not just music. You know, I mean, if you tell me you get the TV show, like, I mean, I can mix audio for that. I can do anything, man. So anybody need anything? Like I said, I got low prices. Hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. I'll send you a price for this. You know what you need. We can custom deals, whatever. Appreciate you having me on, bro. I plan on being on a third time, so just hit me up when you're ready, man. Oh,
you do graphic design too, right?
Yeah, I do everything, man.
Huh?
Yeah, I do everything. Everything you see on my page or anything you go to mine, and I did everything. I did everything but the beats. I outsource for the production, but besides that, I record, mix, and master, and all stuff. Do all the videos. I do all the graphic work. Like the motion art video for the Up remix on my YouTube channel, I did that. Pretty much everything that I do, man, it's all me.
Yeah. Hit me up on my messenger. Let me know what your prices are and everything. So either hit me up and be off a messenger and let me know. Or email it to me on redheadron48@gmail.com. Hit me up over there. You can email me the information so I can hit you up about it and everything. Network.
All right, I got you, man. Once again, I appreciate you having me on. Like I said, when you're ready for me to come back on, just holler at me. I'm sure I have a lot more going on, so talk about. So.
Keep on sending your dope music, and every day we're going to play it on the show. We'll send some more of your music and your artists, send your artists too, and have them send their music and their picture to me, and we'll play music on. Play their music on my show too, because we gotta keep on them, keep the movement going. So we gotta let somebody else shine, give somebody else a chance to shine. So that's what we do. That's how the movement keeps on going. How we keep the movement going. We each one teach one. What we know, we know.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for supporting the show. We're going to keep in touch.
All right, brother.
All right. So take care, man.
All right. Peace out.
Peace. Yeah, that was my boy, Bobby BMG McGee from Jackson, Tennessee. Can we play the G-Man Nefertiti song, Pasta Sauce?
Nefertiti. Yeah, this got sweet and spicy right here. Supernatural flasher, microphone smasher, that's my rapture. My force field will smack ya, reflections will attack ya. Anytime I get hit, I bounce back, bruh. Straight back, bruh, fall back, bruh. Or you might get snatched, bruh. Catch you while you feeling yourself. Counting the stack, bruh, queen candy. Keep something on me at all times, that comes in handy. Understand me, I transform any cards that you hand me. Seeing shit you can't see, mad cause your bitch wanna drop her panties. I ain't interested, but if I was, I wouldn't ask for your permission, kid. You condition, kid, kid. Yap a lot, but never listen, kid, no vision, kid, kid. Can't fuck with my ammunition, kid, don't go missing, kid, kid. For making a bad decision, bitch, you a little snitch. These days nobody gives a shit. Take a selfie, post a meme, that don't mean you lit. These fuckers ain't what they seem behind the screen and shit. Yearning for the American dream, wishing for cream and shit. I spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily. Use caution, catch me off my square, not often. Pasta el dente when I add my sauce in. They know who the boss is when I walk in. Spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily, use caution, catch me off my square, not often, pasta el dente, when I add my sauce in, they know who the boss is when I walk in. Natural sweets, not sugar-coated, so devoted, honey roasted, almond eyes mixed with poet, pure gold, dipped in roses, explosive under your noses, so ferocious, only consumed in small doses, lyrical osmosis, queen, feral hostess, fire smokeless. Seduce your rap, hypnosis, elbow and knee, strike lotus, wrist lock your system with quickness, the swiftness. You should've minded your fucking business. Not really bout it, but you acting like you with it. High resistance and vicious, my candy all delicious and nutritious. You need new flavors, you're way too repetitious. Have you swimming with the fishes, so malicious. Better hold on to your missus, cause she acting up. Trying to get a taste of what she lacking in your cup. Needing passion and some lust, I'm just relaxing in the cut. Y'all be jacking cause you suck. Nesma Nefertiti. Yeah, this got sweet and spicy right here. Supernatural slasher, microphone smasher, that's my rapture. My force field will smack ya, reflections will attack ya. Anytime I get hit, I bounce back, bruh. Straight back, bruh, fall back, bruh. Or you might get snatched, bruh. Catch you while you feeling yourself. Counting the stack, bruh, queen candy. Keep something on me at all times, that comes in handy. Understand me, I transform any cards that you hand me. Seeing shit you can't see, mad cause your bitch wanna drop her panties. I ain't interested, but if I was, I wouldn't ask for your permission, kid. You condition, kid, kid. Yap a lot, but never listen, kid, no vision, kid, kid. Can't fuck with my ammunition, kid, don't go missing, kid, kid. For making a bad decision, bitch, you a little snitch. These days nobody gives a shit. Take a selfie, post a meme, that don't mean you lit. These fuckers ain't what they seem behind the screen and shit. Yearning for the American dream, wishing for cream and shit. I spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily. Use caution, catch me off my square, not often. Pasta el dente when I add my sauce in. They know who the boss is when I walk in. Spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily, use caution, catch me off my square, not often, pasta el dente, when I add my sauce in, they know who the boss is when I walk in. Natural sweets, not sugar-coated, so devoted, honey roasted, almond eyes mixed with poet, pure gold, dipped in roses, explosive under your noses, so ferocious, only consumed in small doses, lyrical osmosis, queen, feral hostess, fire smokeless. Seduce your rap, hypnosis, elbow and knee, strike lotus, wrist lock your system with quickness, the swiftness. You should've minded your fucking business. Not really bout it, but you acting like you with it. High resistance and vicious, my candy all delicious and nutritious. You need new flavors, you're way too repetitious. Have you swimming with the fishes, so malicious. Better hold on to your missus, cause she acting up. Trying to get a taste of what she lacking in your cup. Needing passion and some lust, I'm just relaxing in the cut. Y'all be jacking cause you suck. Meanwhile, my opportunities are stacking. racking up, racking up. Imagination is a match that struck everlasting luck. I spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily. Use caution, catch me off my square, not often. Pasta el dente when I add my sauce in. They know who the boss is when I walk in. Spit barbarities and rarities, flow with clarity, sincerely, move along merrily. Use caution, catch me off my square, not often. Pasta el dente when I add my sauce in. They know who the boss is when I walk in. We got that real pasta sauce over here, that homemade shit. Let it ride out.
Can we play GOD before we go? We out. See you next Wednesday. OMF, we out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I used to smoke like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood. That's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track. Cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass. The bam and the boom, this is what we come real soon. OMF and Posse and straight up is all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and the OMF and straight up is all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back, cause God only have our way. Check out my music cause we have a lot of things to say.
Are you down with G.O.D.? 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 I'm asking God, why do I have to live like this? Could you at least grant me just one more wish? This world is spinning way too fast. At night, I go to sleep wishing it was past. But when I wake up in the morning, all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord, have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible, I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day, or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left, I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth, or are you scared to death? Now let's